All right, Evan Ginsberg back with another edition of the Wrestling Then and Now segment right here on Who's Slamming Who. And folks, I want to start off with a plug for a great autograph signing. Olympic gold medal winner, pro wrestling champion, and film star Kurt Angle to make a Staten Island, New York appearance Saturday, March 12th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Bistro, 2561 Highland Boulevard in Staten Island. And this is going to be a great opportunity to meet probably the world's greatest living wrestler in Kurt Angle, who's one of the few current guys that I thoroughly enjoy seeing each and every time. And for more information on this event, you can contact www.sportsfanpromotions.com. That's www.sportsfanpromotions.com. And the promoter's name is Brian Barth. So drop him a line, and if you're within a 100 miles of Staten Island, New York, next Saturday, come on down and check out Kurt Angle live and in person and always fan-friendly. My topic of discussion this week is the lack of buzz around WrestleMania 27. Now, I don't know about you, but The Miz versus John Cena sounds like a Raw or SmackDown main event that I wouldn't even bother to watch on TV for free, let alone headline a WrestleMania. Just doesn't do it for me. I don't see that as any kind of big deal whatsoever, folks. Far more interesting is Undertaker versus Triple H, both heading towards the end of their great careers, Undertaker and Triple H. And you know, Triple H obviously is going to be behind the scenes as Vince McMahon Jr. gets older. Triple H will have far more power in the organization. And it's streak versus ego here. We'll see if Triple H, the zillion-time heavyweight champion, puts his shoulders to the mat for the Undertaker's streak, which is always a selling point at each and every WrestleMania. So we'll see if Triple H does what's good for the company or what's good for his legacy. Stroke versus ego, WrestleMania 27. And Edge versus Alberto Del Rio, you know, also should be a good enough match, but if they announced it on Raw or SmackDown a week ahead of time, I doubt I'd even TiVo it. Doesn't mean anything whatsoever. Ditto CM Punk versus Randy Orton. Should be a good, solid match. And, you know, does anybody particularly care about the result? Not yours truly. Last year, WWE reportedly was not thrilled with the buy rate. And you know, with those four matches on top, I don't see this being a huge hit either. Also, of note, Rey Mysterio versus Cody Rhodes. This would be a mid-card match on a primetime Raw or SmackDown as well. Jerry Lawler versus Michael Cole. Colorful, but obviously it's not going to be a great wrestling match. Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus should be good, but again, not a marquee match. And a couple other matches, just a mishmash, three-man, four-man, also fairly meaningless. And a WWE Divas match to round off the show. At least that's what we're hearing couple weeks in advance. So WrestleMania 27, not looking to be any big deal. And what can I say? At $55-$65 a pop, it should be. It should be. They're certainly not giving it away. Folks, also of note, on Legends Radio this past week, we did an hour with the great Bruce Hart. And if you get tired of me bitching about WWE, Broussard is certainly an outspoken critic, and we just let the man talk, and he had a lot to say, and the archive should be up shortly, last Wednesday's Legends Radio at legendsradio.net. This Wednesday we have Dawn Marie, who appears in a new film called Story About Ian. And Dawn Marie is in the film, as well as Melissa Coates. And yours truly, I play the lead character's father. So storyaboutian.com if you're interested. And on March 25th in New York, there's going to be a cast party open to the public. And if anybody's interested in attending, they could email me at legendsradio.net, and I'll give out all the information. Story About Ian cast party. There's going to be wrestling stars, horror stars, film stars, crew, media, great live music. Story About Ian cast party, March 25th, 7 p.m. on in New York City, the Big Apple. New York, New York, so nice they named it twice. And what more can I say, folks? Check out the shop at legendsradio.net. There's about 100 wrestling items, some quite rare. If you click on the shop tab, a link's going to open, and that'll bring you into the store. And if you like old school as well as new school, current stars and legendary stars, some no longer with us, check out the store at legendsradio.net. And folks, one final commentary, whether you realize it or not, yours truly is 51 years old, and that's about the age of the current TNA champion, Sting. Now, I like old school more than, you know, just about anybody. And what can I say? If you want to build a wrestling promotion, you'd best not have a 51-year-old champion. It's short-term at most. I don't get it, folks. You know, TNA, you know, what a talent base, what a talent waste. That pretty much sums it up. Had they had the courage of their convictions to build that X Division, focus the promotion around the X Division, rather than running Nitro 2011, it feels like the dying days of WCW. They actually seemingly were upset at the loss of Kevin Nash, who wasn't good 15 years ago when he jumped to WWE. Go figure. TNA wrestling, mind-numbing, and just a big cluster, you know what. And I would just like to say one final thing tonight. In the wrestling fraternity, it is a community, and one of the beloved figures in this community is reportedly ill in Sir Oliver Humperdinck. Young folk may not realize, but he was one of the great heel wrestlers in most of the territories. Very, very brief run in Tri-WF. But throughout the territories, Sir Oliver Humperdinck with the Hollywood Blondes and many other teams, you know, just a great, great heel manager, great talker, great, you know, at drawing heat, a master at what's rapidly becoming a lost art. And I'm always saddened when one of the old school guys is struggling. And best wishes go out to Sir Oliver Humperdinck, who I just had on Legends Radio maybe 2-3 months back, if you want to listen in the archives. And he's also a big blues fan like myself, big music fan. So our thoughts are with Sir Oliver Humperdinck, one of the great, great heel managers. And that should pretty much do it, folks. Listen to legendsradio.net. WrestlingBenandNow.com will be revamped very shortly. And like I stated earlier, check out legendsradio.net each and every Wednesday, 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard, archive 24/7. This is Evan Ginsberg for Who's Slamming Who, signing off.